Thank you for joining us for this short podcast produced on behalf of the West Sussex Safeguarding Adults Board. Today we'll be looking at our Safeguarding Adults review in respect of Colin, including the findings and key recommendations made by the reviewer. Colin was a 77-year-old man who lived in his own home with his wife Doreen, their son and Doreen's mother. He was described by his wife as the solid foundation of the family, a man who was physically and mentally strong, who could turn his hand to anything. He was interested in joinery and cars and kept parrots and parakeets. Doreen described their relationship as long and happy and shared that Colin had had a special relationship with his son. Unfortunately, during their son's early childhood, Colin suffered a stroke, which led to Doreen taking on the role of Colin's carer for the 16 years before his death. In October 2022, Colin was admitted to hospital. He died 18 days later, with the recorded cause of death of sepsis and multiple infected pressure ulcers. At the time he was admitted to hospital, Colin was physically disabled following a stroke, with limited mobility. He was diabetic and had an increased risk of pressure ulcers. The primary issue recorded in the Safeguarding Adults Review referral was deterioration of Colin's physical health in relation to pressure ulcers, as well as concerns around self-neglect. Prior to his hospital admission, Colin's contact with services was mainly with the GP, podiatry, community nursing, occupational therapy and ambulance services. Services repeatedly recorded that Colin declined assessment, treatment and equipment. So what did the reviewer find during their review process? The reviewer identified five key findings. We'll explore those findings here. Key finding number one, legal literacy. Cases involving self-neglect can be extremely difficult for staff. They require an understanding of capacity, identified lifestyle choices and risk, with often no legal basis for intervention. For this reason, it is important that staff understand the interface between self-neglect and legislation, namely the Mental Capacity Act and the Care Act. This is known as legal literacy. Key finding number two, multi-agency coordination. To ensure effective multi-agency communication, risk assessment and escalation, staff need to familiarise themselves with our self-neglect procedures. These provide a clear framework for managing self-neglect cases. Key finding number three, professional or concerned curiosity. Professional curiosity, also known as concerned curiosity, is a core responsibility for all staff across the health and social care sector. We must not be afraid to dig deeper into areas where we feel we're missing information. This information can help to inform our assessments and support our decision making. Key finding number four, family involvement. Family involvement and seeking the views of the family unit are important aspects of working with adults with care and support needs, especially where a family member has the role of a carer. Staff need to have confident and courageous conversations with the adult, their carer, and other important family members. Lastly, key finding number five, making safeguarding personal. We know that the principles of making safeguarding personal are central to all safeguarding adult work. Staff need to ensure that they never lose sight of this and they understand how to apply these principles into their practice at every stage. So now we know what the review found, how can we begin to share the learning and improve our practice? To ensure our practice reflects learning from Colin's review, please support these recommendations by considering the following. Is your knowledge of key legislation up to date, namely the Mental Capacity Act and the Care Act? Do you understand how these pieces of legislation link in with the self-neglect practice within West Sussex? Are you familiar with both the Sussex self-neglect procedures and the Sussex escalation and resolution protocol? Do you regularly refer to these to support your practice? Are you routinely employing the principles of making safeguarding personal and practicing professional or concerned curiosity? Are these practices informing your decision-making when working with adults with care and support needs? Do you have a think family approach to safeguarding? This includes ensuring that you are aware of the processes of carers' assessments, including identifying the need for a carer assessment and how to refer. If the answer to any of these questions is no, speak with your line manager or the safeguarding lead to clarify the processes in your organisation. And don't forget to visit our website to access our learning resources relating to many of the themes identified in this review. We'll end by leaving you with this message from the reviewer. This review shines a light on the different ways that the system as a whole could have responded to self-neglect and worked with him and his family in a very different way. It is likely that Colin would have experienced an improved quality of life if his overall care and support had been responded to in a more connected and multi-agency way using the range of legal powers available. Thank you for listening.